time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? That's right, another show. It's mid-May. It means the regular season is closing out soon. Playoffs will be here before you know it. We are going to have Tewksbury baseball coach Matt Feld on the show, catching up with him. When he got the job at Tewksbury first year, we talked to him, and now we're going to talk to him where it's pretty much close to the end of the season, see where the Redmen have fallen and what they've done. Looking forward to that conversation with Maddie. And, looking around the horn real quick, you got North Andover's Roach taking charge for the unbeaten Knights, according to the Eagle Tribune. For softball, hottest team in Massachusetts, they say. And Roach is doing great things hitting-wise. Pearl's walk-off home run keeps Hilly's playoff hopes alive. Awesome for the Haverhill slugger there. That's about it. Well, just a couple mentions. We'll go off to a break. And we'll get with our one guest of the show, going to be Tewksbury baseball coach, Matt Feld.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we're back with our one and only guest, repeat guest, Matt Feld, Tewksbury baseball coach, first year on the job. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Glad to have you back. We promised that we catch up with you during the season, and here we are, well into it, mid-May. Let's start with the festivities of the day at Drake. What went down?
Yeah, we were able to win a 5-4 game. We've been playing a lot of one-run games lately, tight games lately, which, you know, on the one hand is good to prepare you for the state tournament. Hopefully, obviously, we're on the path to get there. On the other hand, sometimes we're letting games get a little too close for comfort. But Ben Barrasso, a sophomore, came in with the winning run on second base, went out in the seventh and got a big strikeout for us and a ground out for us to get a win. Steve Talbot, Stricken team's always competed at a very high level. So regardless of what their record is, it's hard to go out on the road and win, always, especially in this league. So it's good to get a W.
Yeah. Now, did I hear you correctly that the same kid who got the winning run shut it down on the mound?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us, obviously. We've been trying to find guys in that role. Kyle Cummings has been good for us in that role as a senior left-hander. We've got our guys, Billy Burris, Matt Cook, Zach Russo, that have been kind of our starting pitchers all season long, that have also been able to come out of the bullpen. But to have a sophomore like Ben, who's been big in those spots, to come in and do that is huge for us.
So where does this put you, this win?
Yeah, we're 9-7. We are 7-6 in the league. You know, overall, I think we've been playing pretty good baseball the last month or so. It doesn't mean everything's been clean by any stretch of the imagination. We're not exactly where we want to be, but we started the season 2-5. So we're 7-2 in our last 9 games, and we'll certainly take that coming down the stretch.
Yeah. And how many are left on the season at this point?
So we got 4 left. We play Billerica at home on Thursday. Obviously, always a great rivalry, and they've got a great team this year. Really well put together, very even team in terms of what they provide and bring to the table. Really no big glaring weaknesses from them. We got Winchester on the road next Monday, who we already played earlier this season. And then we finished up with the Haverhill tournament, which we always have done, you know, for years now over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. And it looks like my math, one more out of the last 4 puts you in tournament.
Yeah. We got to get one more to get to 10. You know, there's other ways now under the new MIA system where if you get in the top 32, you can still get in the tournament. But I told the kids in the preseason, you know, we have 10 team goals and one of them is to get 10 wins to get in the tournament. You know, it's nice. It's an actual achievement. It's not like you're opening up the Google Doc on the seedings release day and see if you got one of the last seeds and you get 10 wins. You know, you're in and it's something to celebrate. So we're certainly gunning for that and hope to get it done sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And how do you think the Valley Conference will have you prepared for that postseason? I mean, so many good teams there.
Especially as a first-year coach, you know, I've been able to follow the Merrimack Valley Conference for a long period of time, but until you're actually coaching in it, you know, you sort of realize there's no time to come up for air in this league. And this league is very, I would say it's very even this year more than anything else. I really think anyone can beat anyone, you know, on any single day. You know, Lowell, who was having a bit of an up and down year, goes and beats Central Catholic. They take Andover to extra innings yesterday. You know, Chelmsford beat Central Catholic yesterday. Lawrence has had a great year. North Andover's been the Kings on the large side. Billerica's, you know, only lost 2 games in the league all season. Haverhill's putting together a very good year. So, you know, I think it's one of those years where there might not be, you know, the unbelievable 19-1 team, but overall, I think the league's about as even as it can be, where there's really no easy opponents by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. So, coach, in the final 4 games, sort of what areas are you looking to tighten up a bit?
You know, our at-bats over the course of games, we're pretty good at putting 1 or 2 innings together that give us an advantage on the scoreboard. It's about maintaining that over the course of the game. You know, today against Draco, we score four in the second inning, we're up 5-0, and sometimes we kind of go into cruise control. And against good teams in the tournament, if you do that, every single team that's in the tournament, they're in the tournament because they're good. And if you do that against good teams, you're going to look up and you're going to be down 10-5. Pretty quick. So that's the big thing that we're trying to focus on is I think we've got really good kids this year. We've got great kids. They've been engaged. They've competed hard. They've practiced hard. They're disciplined. Just making sure that they're all staying focused for all 7 innings. And I doubt I'm the only coach in the state that's kind of harping on that as we come down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've heard lately, like I cover, you know, North Shore and Merrimack Valley. I heard a lot about, you know, getting better at clutch hitting, you know, and finding that spot where you can have just that reliable couple of kids that you, all right, this is the guy we want up. He's the deck is set and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, in your lineup, I mean, I know coaches love it when the underclassmen perform, you know, you get, this is beautiful. Are there any couple of youngsters that have been, you know, stepping up lately for you guys?
Well, our primary catcher the last 3 weeks or so has been a freshman, Jay Kuna. You know, Jake's caught since pretty much April vacation or the end of April vacation and has done a terrific job for us. He's very athletic. He understands the game. He's got good instincts. Try not to put too much on his plate. So he's batting towards the bottom of the lineup. You know, it's a lot for a freshman to be catching every game, learn a pitching staff. He's very good at it. And he's able to see a couple more fastballs at the bottom of the lineup. So that's where he's been. But he's been huge for us. I was talking about Ben earlier on, who's been great for us on the mound and can play a little bit of middle infield when we need him to in a pinch and certainly will going forward over the course of his career. And then we got a lot of juniors, so I know we're not babies, but they've certainly stepped up. Phil Lombardi sitting well over 500 this year. Cam Kungston's sitting 400 for us on the left side of the infield. They've been big. Joey Barletta's, you know, a new first baseman for us this year after playing shortstop on the JVs last year and has done a really nice job over there. So, you know, we've got a really interesting mix where we have, you know, 15 players and they're all freshmen through seniors. So we've got every player represented and every class in some capacity has a big role on the team.
That's nice. And how about the captains? You know, how have things shaken out for those guys?
You know, one thing I can really say about Maddie Cook, Billy Burris and Ryan Baker, our 3 captains, is they all fill their own roles on the team to a really high level. You know, Matty Cook can play all over the diamond and bat second for us and has really had a nice year. He's batting over 300 for us offensively. Billy Burris has been a reliable strike thrower for us, you know, and as someone who's a really team first guy and a good situational hitter. And then Ryan Baker runs like heck and he plays the outfield at a high level. And when you have guys, when you've got three captains who are not just not only the same player, but they're not the same person, they're all great kids, but they all bring their own personality and leadership skills to the table, that can take a team a long way. We've had great leadership this year, not just amongst the captains, but amongst the seniors overall. And it's one of the reasons that by and large, we've been able to be successful as of late.
Yeah. What are some of the things you learned in your first year as coach? You know, like, for instance, something like, man, there's a little more paperwork than I expected, or, you know, text messages with the AD all day about rainouts, or, you know, what kind of threw a few wrinkles at you this year?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate to be an assistant coach at a handful of programs over the years, but it's not even close to the same. And until you're actually the head coach, you don't really understand that. And like your things you alluded to, rainouts, practice changes, lower, you know, making sure that the freshman junior varsity coaches, you know, are all set with everything that they need. I think that's the big thing, is it's not even just so much the focus on what we're doing at the varsity level from an X and O standpoint, so to speak, on the field. It's the entire program and making sure we're all on the same page and playing the way we want and kids are acting the way we want them to and they're conducting themselves the way we want to and they're playing the game the right way. That's the big thing as the varsity coaches. That's just all under the umbrella. And just being able to pace myself and sort of put out one thing at a time, so to speak, as opposed to running around like an idiot, for lack of a better term, I think has been the big thing, is kind of understanding how to sort things, prioritize things, you know, how to handle different situations. That's been the big thing, because the truth is, and I think a lot of coaches would agree with me, the 7-inning game itself is about 5% of the job. The other 95% is handling, again, making sure your kids are developing, making sure they're representing the program the way you want them to, making sure that the games have umpires, making sure that everyone has got game balls, making sure practices are run the way you want them to, making sure kids are positive and developing themselves as leaders. The game itself is like, 2% of what goes on, for sure.
And here's the bottom line, to be real. It's like you hold the lineup card too. So there's undoubtedly going to be a few players maybe disappointed that they didn't get in the game. You know, my whole junior year at Gloucester High in the mid-90s, I was sulking because I didn't feel like I got playing time. And then turn around, senior year, we kept my mouth shut, worked hard, got more time, you know. That's also a great responsibility that I'm sure you've that's met you head on.
No, absolutely. And again, having been an assistant coach, you know, one thing I love about my coaching staff, and one thing that I'm really grateful for of the head coaches I worked for both in basketball and baseball, is, you know, I want them to give their opinion, and my coaches that I work with are great about me giving my opinion, you know, being vocal, put this kid in the game, sit this kid down, put someone in the game. But as an assistant coach, I also know that a lot of that is baseball X and O driven, as it should be, right? We're putting the best players on the field to win the game, but then I have to say to myself, okay, we're taking this senior out of the lineup. How does that impact his mindset? How does that impact how he enjoys his baseball experience? Because at the end of the day, our number one goal is to win games. There's no question about it. Every game I show up to, I want to win. And I know the players want to win. The coaching staff wants to win. The program wants to win. But what I really want is that when the kids think in 5 years back, did I have a good baseball experience at Tewksbury High School? I want them to say yes. And so when you decide to make a rash decision, and to be honest with you, the difference between 9 and 10 wins or 10 and 11 wins is very, very small. But you also have to make a decision on, are you making a change between 10 and 13 wins or 10 and 11 wins? Because if it's between 10 and 13 wins, it's a move worth making. But if you're doing 10 and 11 wins, is the ripple effect that you're going to have on someone's overall experience really a positive? Is it really outweighing that one extra win that might give you a one better seed? And again, I'm not saying there's a right answer there, but there's a lot more thinking that has to go into it than just, oh, okay, we're going to do this, 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 and this, because you can totally ruin a kid's experience by doing that.
Right. Exactly. 100%. Well, Matt Feld, Tewksbury baseball coach, put yourself on mute. Bring in Matt Feld, Boston Hell reporter. What's exciting about the state of Massachusetts high school sports? Anything that you're hearing on the MIAA level? You know, everyone loves to talk about MIAA changes. And, you know, I think I saw some reporting on some hockey changes coming up, maybe some instant replay. And you probably know what I'm getting at with that, with St. John's Prep winning the state title on a questionable goal. So what's top of mind for you on a state level, you know, even beyond baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like video review could be coming into play for the state finals. There was that. There is motions to implement that shootout as well in the hockey state tournament. You know, after I think it's 4-on-4, 3-on-3. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what it is. Yeah. Am I wrong?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear that one either. Actually, okay. you know what was top of mind for me? The talk about bringing the Super 8 back.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly been a big push for that. You know, not as big as a push on the baseball side, which I'll get to in a second, but certainly in hockey, there's no question. One thing about the push for the Super 8 in hockey is it comes from private and public schools. You know, the Framingham administration and the coaching staff has been a big supporter of it. The Arlington administration has been a big supporter of it. The Hingham administration has been a big supporter of it on top of the private schools. So it's not just the private schools pushing for the Super 8. I would like to mention, just because you brought up the state overall, you know, to me, what's been in the forefront of my mind on the state news is that Don Fredericks, who helped engineer the Super 8, passed away. You know, yesterday, Don was an unbelievable baseball mentor of mine. Donnie was high school baseball here. He began coaching in the 70s. He won 3 state championships. He was 300 games over 500 for his career. Then he was an umpire. He ran the Super 8. Donnie Fredericks was Massachusetts high school baseball, and Donnie was honest and he was brash. And he, if you ever asked her his opinion on something, you better hope that you want an honest opinion, because he's going to tell you if something sucks. But Donnie was what high school baseball was all about. And I'm so thankful for everything I learned from him, because he was one of a kind.
Yeah. Where did he coach, Matt?
Donnie Fredericks coached at Braintree High School from 1972 to 1992. Wow. He had some unbelievable players. His son, Kirk Fredericks, played for him and then had his own career. He played at Springfield College and then won 3 state championships at Lincoln Sudbury. You know, Kirk's old pitching coach at Lincoln Sudbury, Matt Blake, is now the pitching coach for the New York Yankees. So the Fredericks family has been around and big time in baseball for a number of years. And again, just because that's what I thought of when you said Super 8 hockey, the Super 8 on the baseball side of things. Don ran that and was just a high school baseball legend.
Love it. Yeah, I know Braintree had some great runs there in the Super 8. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a few years, you know, when the end of the Super 8 kind of near there, they were good. Real good.
Loaded.
I think they were the prep nemesis, right? The prep couldn't get past them or something.
They beat the prep twice in the finals. And then, of course, North Andover from up here beat the prep in the 2019 Super 8 finals.
Yeah.
When they had a great team. You know, with Jake McElroy and Sebastian Keane. So the Super 8 was great. There were great games. There were games at Haverhill that had thousands of people at it. Would certainly love to see that come back at some point. I think it's great for the sport.
Awesome. Well, Matt Feld, one more question for Tewksbury baseball coach, Matt Feld.
Yep.
You know, the final 4 games, is it all Valley teams, or you have some non-conference as well?
So we got one, we got 2 Merrimack Valley teams. We got Bill Ricca on Thursday. You know, they're 11-2 in the conference. They've had a great year. They got us 9-6 the first time over there. They got Gus O'Gara, who in my opinion is one of the top 3 players in the league. And then the Haverhill tournament will play Haverhill in the first round. That's not a league. It doesn't count towards the league standings, but it is a league team that will play for a third time. We could also play Methuen in that tournament as well at some point. That'd be for a third time. When I look back at the end of the season after 20 games, we might have played 16 games against Merrimack Valley opponents. But like you mentioned earlier, it's going to get us ready for the tournament. We're in Division 3. We're the only Merrimack Valley team in Division 3. Every team that we've played so far has been a Division 1 or 2 team, and it's going to be like that all the way until the end.
Yeah, 100%. Matt Feld, thanks for popping on after a busy day. Nice win at Drake at 5-4. Good luck on Thursday and beyond. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber. Measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're back with our Merrimack Valley Sports Report, and that's going to be the power rankings. Let's start with lacrosse, boys lacrosse. Who's doing what? Andover, number 7, your top seed out of the Valley, 7-3. They're in that conference, that bracket where St. John's Prep is a three-time defending champ, so it's going to be tough to knock off those guys. Central Catholic, number 15 seed, at a respectable 8-6. Let's go to D2 for lacrosse. Billerica, 7. And that's it. We only mentioned top 20 in this show, folks. D3. Anyone top 20? Yeah, Drake at 7-6. Number 14. Not bad. And a quick check at 4 for any of those small schools that may be in the top 20. We don't see it. Girls lacrosse, top 20 for Merrimack Valley team. Central Catholic, your number one team in the state, 14-2. North Andover, behind at number 5 at 12-4, Andover 7-8 at number 7, Chelmsford 8-6 at number 10. They're all beating up each other this year. It's crazy. Typical MVC stuff. Girls lacrosse, D2. Billerica 17 at 4-11. Shows you how good the Valley is. Have a record like that, but you're still up in the top 20 at number 17. What do we got? Girls lacrosse, D3. Making sure we don't miss anybody there. Let's go to baseball, Division 1. Your top team there is going to be North Andover at 12-4 at number 8, and Andover 16 at number 16, 10-5 on the year. Central Catholic almost in my top 20 at 21. We'll give them a mention, 8-16 there. Division 2 baseball, you have to look to number 9 for your first Valley team. 12-4, Billerica, and that does it for the top 20 over there. How about Division 3 baseball? Greater Lowell Tech checks in at number 11 at 11-2. Shawshin Valley out of Billerica, 12-2, a number 13 team. Tewksbury, 16 at 8-7. How about softball, D1? Central Catholic, your number 2 team in the state at number 2, 9-2. North Andover, 13-0, unbeaten as of Tuesday this week. Number 6, Chelmsford, number 10, 10-5. Bethuen, number 12, 9-6. We had Bethuen's coach on last week. Good stuff. He just won Teacher of the Year, look like I saw on Twitter. Congrats, Coach Smith. How about Division 2 for softball? Your Redmond ladies, Tewksbury, 12-3, number 1 seed. Number 1. That's it for top 20 over there. What's going on in Foe? Nothing. So that does it. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Free Sports Report. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Every week we're here at msonewsports.com. Thanks to our sponsors and our guest of the day, Matt Feld. Hey, talk to us next week. We'll see you.